From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. South African President Jacob Zuma has survived a no-confidence vote on Tuesday. A successful vote would have required President Zuma and his entire cabinet to resign. Muusi Mamane, the leader of the Democratic Alliance, characterized the vote as a choice between two polar opposites.
Today, our choice is between right and wrong, between good and evil.
The Democratic Alliance sought to bring the motion to Parliament and said Zuma's corruption allegations made him unfit to hold the highest office in South Africa. Kenyans cast ballots on Tuesday in the hotly contested nationwide polls, facing rain, cold and hot weather conditions throughout the day. The presidential race pits current president Uhuru Kenyatta against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was present as part of the U.S.-based Carter Center for Election Observations.
This is a very, very important election, and clearly the citizens of Kenya are taking it very, very seriously.
Results are expected by Friday, though by law, the Electoral Commission has up to 7 days to announce its decision and the results. U.S. President Donald Trump commended the international community on Tuesday for confronting North Korea over its nuclear weapons development. However, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told NBC's Today Show that the newest United Nations sanctions are not going to stop North Korea's from pursuing its weapons. However, she said the penalties do send a very strong message. Haley reiterated that President Trump has said that all options are on the table, including an arms strike to thwart the North Korean threat. This is VOA News.